Stephanie McClure, professor of sociology at Georgia College and State University in Milledgeville, had a simple plan. Head out to a high school football game with a stack of voter registration forms and sign people up. Then she read the forms and saw they asked for a copy of proof of residency, like a photo ID, just to register.
And I was like, oh, that's tough. I think we'll need like a scanner or a copier or something at the football game if we want to register people.
That isn't true. What the registration form doesn't reflect is for over a decade, a Georgia voter has been able to wait until election day to produce photo ID. Now, ACLU Georgia wants Baldwin County to print registration forms in line with the law. But Randy Morrow, chief deputy registrar of Baldwin County, says that's the job of the Georgia Secretary of State.
Baldwin County has no control over this. This is a state form. We don't print, they print.
That's true. But the Secretary of State won't be printing updated forms until well after the October 9 deadline for registration. And they say old forms are stacked high in every election office in the state. That's why Randy Morrow says you're better off working with people like him who can navigate the forms. But the ACLU says they have concerns Morrow is still telling people they need photo ID to register. The Secretary of State is investigating. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.